Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's been 20 years since Juan Carlos was on that bus. The day Balmore Locarno and Victor Orcasita were killed. Drummond continues to operate in Colombia. According to the company's annual report, in 2019, Drummond paid roughly $500 million in royalties and taxes to Colombia. Despite decades of investment, Cesar, the region where Drummond's mines are based, remains one of the poorest in the country. And the government has signed a 20-year extension of Drummond's permit to continue mining coal.
El gobierno nacional, a través del Ministerio de Minas y Energía y la Agencia Nacional de Minería, prorrogaron por 20 años el título minero que la multinacional Drummond tiene en el corregimiento de La Loma en el Paso Cesar.
In the years that followed the murders, some members of the union fled the country for their safety. Others stayed, but were too scared to be affiliated with an organization that had just lost three of its leaders. But for Juan Carlos, leaving didn't feel right. Balmore, Victor, and Gustavo had been killed because of their connection with the union, and so he felt that the least the rest of them could do was to stick with the union, to refuse to just disappear.
Yo dije, no, yo asumo con responsabilidad.
And so, 5 years after the deaths of his friends, Juan Carlos became president of the local branch of the union they had all been a part of, in spite of the danger.
Y hoy, hasta el día de hoy, soy directivo.
And he's held the position ever since. Which means that now Juan Carlos travels to his job as a welder in an armored car. He wears a black, bulletproof vest and goes everywhere with a bodyguard.
¿Por qué tienes escoltas?
Porque tú no has terminado.
That's because all these years later, the threats to union members haven't stopped.
A muchos trabajadores, a muchos directivos les tocó que irse. Porque esto no ha terminado. Les tocó que irse porque también tuvieron amenazas. Yo hoy en día tengo que ir a trabajar con un esquema de seguridad.
One day, a few years ago, he says his neighbor's kid found a grenade on Juan Carlos' doorstep and picked it up.
Una granada que no la cogí ni yo, la cogió una niñita. Vamos a ver que no se alcanzó a detonar.
It didn't detonate, but it was clear what it meant and who it was for. And now Juan Carlos says there's another reason he needs the protection, because he's been testifying in a new case against the current and former presidents of Drummond in Colombia.
En el proceso que lleva ante la JEP, yo soy testigo.
And this trial, this time in Colombia, might be his last shot at getting answers.
Over the last few years, a team of investigators with Colombia's Attorney General's office has opened a new investigation against two Drummond executives in Colombia. And in December 2020, while we were wrapping up this reporting, they announced they were pressing charges against Augusto Jimenez and José Miguel Linares, the former and the current president of Drummond in Colombia. Jimenez is that Drummond executive who, according to testimony in the union's first trial in Alabama, said, "The fish dies by opening its mouth." In that case, Jimenez was found not liable for the deaths of the union leaders. But now, they're being accused of conspiracy in Colombia, of financing and promoting the paramilitaries. That the two men knew that Jaime Blanco, who ran the food services company at the mine, was involved with the paramilitaries. And that he brought armed staff to the cafeteria and was overcharging the company for his food services business. The investigation also includes information that's never been uncovered before. An official financial audit by the Ministry of Justice, which the Colombian Attorney General suggests that Jimenez and Linares likely knew about the plan to funnel money to the paramilitaries since they had to sign off on the payments. We've read that audit. For each of the 5 years that Jaime Blanco was working for Drummond, the company appears to have been paying him 40% more than what was initially budgeted for his services. This didn't just happen once. This happened every single year Jaime worked for Drummond. And the company was paying Jaime considerably more than their other food services contractors in the area. As of this recording, the case hasn't gone to trial. But the charges allege that this money financed the paramilitaries. And by extension, since the paramilitaries admitted to killing Victor and Valmore and Gustavo, this money would have helped finance the murders. Drummond points out that they've appealed these charges and that the accusations are not new. They state, quote, "Drummond and its executives have obtained favorable decisions in all legal proceedings alleging the same facts. We fully expect Mr. Jimenez and Mr. Linares to prove their innocence if this case goes to trial. In Colombia's judicial system, like in the U.S., people are innocent until proven guilty," end quote. More after the break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Estoy curioso de cómo se siente eso entonces, que me imagino que es un poco complicado la relación que
claro que sí, es duro y eso es lo que te decía ahorita.
20 years have passed since Elisa's husband, Victor, was killed. She sometimes thinks how, over the years, the union has held him up as a symbol.
Es algo como contradictorio, que por quien él se mató tanto y por quien él se echó la vida, porque por ello fue que hoy en día no tengamos ayuda de ninguna clase.
But Elisa says she didn't have much contact with the union after he died. When Victor was alive, she tried to keep him safe. She told him not to get involved in the conflict between Drummond and the union. But now...
Pero yo hoy en día tengo un objetivo. Porque ni siquiera mío personal, ¿no? Ya yo hoy en día mi vida nada más gira alrededor de mis tres hijos, ¿ya? Eso es el objetivo mío.
Her only concern right now is for her kids. She wants them to have a good education, good jobs in the future.
Entonces yo hoy en día sí, pero ¿qué hago yo?
She says sometimes people come up to her and want to talk about her dead husband, to tell her that Victor deserves justice.
Porque eso se oye muy bonito. Ay, hacer justicia. A mí me gusta cuando a mí me dicen eso. Eso se oye muy lindo. Hay que hacer justicia, que tal, que cual, que esto, que aquello.
She says the promise of justice may sound very nice.
Pero es que la justicia no me va a pagar la universidad de mis hijos. Ya. A mí la justicia no me ha ayudado. A mí no me ha ayudado la justicia, no me ha ayudado el sindicato, no me ha ayudado ni siquiera la familia de él.
But from where she sits, getting justice is not going to pay for her kids to go to university. The case, the union, Victor's family, none of it has helped.
Entonces, la Drummond es la única que me ha ayudado.
But Drummond has helped. After Victor and Valmore were killed, the union brokered a deal with Drummond to make payments to their families. And now the company provides money to Elisa to send her kids to school.
No sé si será el remordimiento que ellos tienen, no sé, no sé. Y ha sido duro, pero yo no me puedo dar el lujo de decirle no.
She doesn't know if they're doing it because they feel remorseful or because they have to.
Sea por bien o sea por mal de que ellos lo hicieron o no lo hicieron, no sé, pero yo no tengo más de dónde. No es nada satisfactorio tener la duda uno de alguien y decir uno, pero ¿será o no será?
It's awful not knowing whether Drummond was involved or not. But at this point, she needs the money.
Toca, porque no hay de dónde.
There's nowhere else to turn.
Again and again in our reporting, we've spoken to people who, despite their feelings of guilt or fear, find themselves relying on the same company they also believe may have been responsible for harming their loved ones. We're born into a system where our daily lives depend on fossil fuels, which gives these companies, like Drummond, a lot of power. From our reporting, it's clear that fossil fuel companies can have way more influence over our lives than we might realize. From the highest offices of government to the smallest towns, they shape the world we live in, the conditions of where we live, the politics of where we live, and the environment around us. But it takes time and money and effort to bring these realities to light. Because systems of power are built to keep replicating themselves, to keep power concentrated in the hands of a few people, to keep things running exactly as they are. This is why unions are punished for organizing, why companies and governments surveil citizens, why institutions that are supposed to hold powerful people accountable so often fail. The specific stakes are different, depending on where you are and who you are. But what holds true in Colombia and in Alabama and pretty much everywhere else in the world is that those with the most to lose are often forced to make a decision between taking a stand and taking care of themselves, and that those who do take a stand frequently lose their lives.
Ese señor ya está muerto. Entonces, no va a bajar, no va a venir a defenderse, a decir, pues pasó esto, lo hice por X motivo, o lo hice por esto.
Vanessa, Victor's daughter, isn't waiting for answers. Gary Drummond, the former president of the company, is dead, she says. He has been for the last 4 years. We'll never know if he was involved in planning these murders. And if he was, why?
Entonces son cosas de que pronto tú estás como ahí, como en la espera en que nunca se va a hacer una justicia de verdad concreta.
You wait for justice and it never comes, because justice always works in favor of the powerful ones.
Pero no a favor de las víctimas.
But not for the victims. Vanessa says that people still come up to her on the street sometimes. They tell her,
tú eres la hija de Orcasita.
You're Victor's daughter.
Yo lo conocí.
I knew him. He was a good man.
Tu papá era buena persona, tu papá tal cosa. No tenía que ver para decir las cosas en la cara el que sea, o sea, eso te, de pronto te reconforta un poco. Soy lo que soy gracias a él.
And it helps a little. But she says she sometimes has bouts of depression.
Y muchas veces me dicen, tú tienes que dejarlo descansar. Y sí, yo sé que tengo que dejarlo descansar.
Everybody tells her to move on, to let him go, to think about something else. But what she thinks about is how her father was killed when she was 16. She wonders how her life could have been different. Sometimes she finds herself thinking, if your dad was alive,
si tú tuvieras tu papá vivo,
nobody would humiliate you.
Nadie te humilla. Si tú tuvieras tu papá vivo,
if you still had your dad,
tú fueras alguien,
you would be someone. So she doesn't forgive the people who were responsible for her father's death, whoever they were.
No los perdono. No los perdono porque si ellos no tuvieron corazón.
But she tries to focus on Victor, all the good memories of him, like their talks in the park across the street from their house, his bendiciones, his favorite music. He loved rancheras, especially El Charrito Negro. And sometimes,
yo sé la que cuando tomo así,
when she's been drinking,
tipo 3-4 de la mañana, yo pido una ranchera.
She'll ask the bartender to put on a ranchera.
Es como si lo estuviera viendo a él.
And she says, it's almost like seeing her father again.
Cuando yo me muera, no quiero que lloren. Hagan una fiesta con cohetes y flores. Que se sirva vino y que traigan mariachis. Para que me canten mis propias canciones. Cuando yo me muera,
Crisis is a production of Vice News. It's hosted by Ramon Campos, Agnes Walton, and me, Sarah Quevedo. It's produced by me and Ashley Cleek, who is our senior producer, reporting by Ramon Campos, Agnes Walton, myself, and Ashley Cleek. Adriana Tapia is also our producer. Adriana Rodriguez is our associate producer. And thanks to Jesse Alejandro Cottrell for additional production support. Sound design by Ben Cruzcaya. Original scoring also by Ben Cruzcaya, with additional music from Dominica Records in Bogota, Colombia. Translation and editorial consultant by Diego Salazar. Ani Aviles is our executive producer. Kate Osborne is the VP of Vice Audio. Janet Lee is our senior production manager. Production coordination from Stephanie Brown. The ranchera at the end of this episode is Cuando Yo Me Muera by El Charrito Negro. Special thanks to Maximo Anderson and Jeff Peer for fact-checking. Thanks to Janice Yamoka, Steve Bone, and the rest of our team at Vice Audio for their insight and support, and to Marcia Cook for supporting storytelling about the environment at Vice. Thanks to David Escobar from El Espectador and Orlando Carreño for reporting help in Colombia. Thanks to Eduardo Bechara and Cesar Molinares for their feedback, and to Sergio Caballero for his help in Valledupar. Many thanks to Alejandro Reyes and Lorenzo Caballero at Dominica Records in Bogota, and to David Lopez at Gravity Studios in Chicago. Thanks to Caracol TV in Colombia. Thanks to Leah Husino for licensing support, and to Sung Po Hong, who made our cover art. and to Andres Raimondes, Juan Pablo Gayon, Yanina Rossi, and all our other colleagues at Vice Latam. And thanks most of all to everyone who shared their stories with us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.